Sunny 101.9, it's Dua Lipa and Don't Start Now. That's a couple of years back, 2019. It is 8:12. It is a Wednesday morning. I'm Walt Lindelaw. With me in the studio now, a longtime friend of the program who wears multiple hats. This time he's got his Bob Ross wig on. That's for another conversation at another time. John Teichman with me in the studio. Talk about the latest vinyl show and sale over at the Ordock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely great to have you in again because you seem like you're doing a lot of these. This is the one that's called The Joy of Vinyl. Let's get right into it. What's happening?
Yeah, so big four-day show starting tomorrow, Thursday, May 18th at high noon. Down at the Ordock Brewing Company at 114 West Spring Street. We're going to be up in the community room. This is our 10th year. This is our first show without snow.
Don't curse it.
Right.
Don't curse it. What have you done?
Right. There's dry pavement. So we can roll all the records in today.
This is the Ordock Brewing Company on Spring Street in Marquette. Gets going tomorrow, as you say, at noon. A lot of people are familiar with what you do, but people come and go all the time in Marquette. What's happening at this thing?
Yeah, so this is really, it's an all-ages, community-based event. Jeff Walker comes up from Detroit. We combine our powers here in Marquette. We have something for everybody, from ABBA to Zappa. Of course, vinyl records, both new and gently used, thousands of CDs, cassette tapes, t-shirts, books, posters, and stickers, and something for everybody, really. I mean, everybody from grandmas to newborn babies have been at the event.
Everybody looks at this, obviously, when they walk in and they see the boxes of vinyl. That's self-explanatory. If you're right. A fan of vinyl, 45s, 33s, you know, the long plays, all of that, you've got that as an option. But you have so much more. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're even doing a pop culture trivia on Sunday night. Okay. And so I'll be hosting 6 rounds of trivia. The categories haven't been revealed yet. They'll be revealed at the event. And people can put together teams, and there are prizes, and that's a fun thing. We've got music on Saturday from Everything Under the Sun, and that's good.
Those guys are great.
Yeah, people actually are really excited about that. And I think it's an opportunity for some discovery and for some nostalgia.
Yes.
Like the flip of that, you know, in terms of like, we have a policy that we don't play anything over the speakers that we do not have in the boxes.
Oh, okay. That
so
makes sense.
So the idea of someone saying, what's that? And then we can hold it up and say, here it is.
Talking with John Teichman today, he is one of the folks behind the Joy of Vinyl, the latest vinyl record show and sale. It is this weekend at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette. Is there an opportunity here for somebody, let's say, that they have some vinyl? Maybe they want to at least talk to you about possibly trading it, selling or whatever. What is that an option?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, coming earlier in the day is good to do that. People can also, you know, visit our Facebook page, or they can text pictures to us. My number, 906-373-6183. I mean, if someone's got a box, we can put it up on the bar and we can go through it, and Jeff and I can both look at it and see what's what. If we're talking about an extensive collection, we'd like to connect with people
on a separate level with that.
Yeah, because I mean, we had someone show up with like a trunk full of polka records one time.
Yeah, and you got to make sure that and you guys are busy through this too, so it's good to set it up, but certainly stop by. When and where?
So this is starting tomorrow, Thursday, at the Ordock at 114 West Spring Street in downtown Marquette. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days, so plenty of time to go through everything from noon each day until close, and it's just a blast.
John, with this, obviously the vinyl's there, but you've got a lot of other things. Earlier, you mentioned things like CDs and cassettes. Do people actually pick those up?
Yeah, we got a lot of cassette collectors.
Really?
There's actually some of the local indie bands up here will do limited edition cassette releases.
What do you even play them on anymore? That's the challenge, really, I guess.
You know, people out there listening might have a tape deck in their car.
Okay.
You know, so we do get people that say, like, I bought
one in my kitchen.
Yeah. Come and get some tapes. And I think the interesting thing with the cassette tapes is for somebody that's you think about the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Right.
And the character Star-Lord has his Walkman and his cassette tape.
It's cassette. It's their marketing has it on like cassette labels.
Yeah. And so that's very like, it's a tangible, tactile artifact. And some people might just get them to display, or maybe they might want them to play.
So this is an example of some of the other things you have there. You've also got posters and stickers. There's a little bit of like a pop culture kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, every poster we do, and you know, you see them around town, and we got to have like, this is connected to an Owen Wilson movie that just came out called Paint, where he plays like a Bob Ross character. So we always try to reference something that's happening out there in the zeitgeist, out on the landscape of the pop culture world, you know? But also, I think it's, you know, people resonate with this stuff. I mean, I want people to connect and be excited about whatever they're excited about.
Right. And this is an opportunity to come and see some, like you said, there's new releases there's gently used classic albums and all of that, of course. And you said it's a mix of new and nostalgia. So that's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, you know, like John Mayer, I just found John Mayer's first demo CD in a bin of CDs. Like it was his independent release before he got signed.
Well, it's interesting because you also do have a good way of cataloging everything. You have a good idea of what's there. The best thing to do is come and talk to you and all of the other folks there. So where do they need to be, when and where?
Yeah, so starting tomorrow, Thursday, May 18th at the Oradock at 114 West Spring Street, we'll be there. Jeff Walker and myself from noon until close, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Live music, trivia on Sunday, and lots of different beverage options too. If you get thirsty shopping, you gotta stay hydrated.
Yes, appreciate hydration is key. Appreciate the update, John, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks
all right?
so much.
Okay, it's John Teichman joining us with the Joy of Vinyl this weekend. Oradock Brewing Company in Marquette. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.
For decades, you've known John's Auto as the top spot to purchase a pre-owned vehicle, and that will never change.